trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
We're going to get to the Beyonce country music in just a second, and I'll tell you how I feel about it. But we also got a lot of other music released this weekend, too, as far as country music goes. Now, obviously, you know the Super Bowl. The Chiefs won yesterday for their fourth Super Bowl overall, but third in the last couple of years. And congratulations to Frankfurt's own Lincoln Way East, Nick Allegretti, and all those other from Chicago area that are now Super Bowl champions, either for the first time or once again. Now, let's talk about a couple new songs that we got. First, if you haven't heard, Jackson Dean released a version of When a Man Loves a Woman, and he's gonna be at Joe's on the 23rd. Listen to this.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing new.
Kind of cool. His voice is so special. Speaking of special voices, Scotty McCreery is now releasing a dad anthem too. This one is called Love Like This. That him and like Luke Combs, they're kind of in their dad era of writing music. As a dad and as a parent, I think you can appreciate these kind of songs and remember back when you had your first child and you're like, oh my God, all of those new emotions are now getting put into music, which is cool. Lainey Wilson reminded people country is cool again. We're going to get that full song coming up on Friday, it looks like, but it is called Country's Cool Again, and it is actually so cool that even Beyonce wants to be part of it. You know she's a Texas girl from Houston, and when you think about Beyonce, you don't think country music right away, but she's got those roots. She dropped a couple songs after her Verizon commercial that at the end when it said, drop the new music, I frantically went to my phone because I was like, that wasn't just part of the commercial. This one is called Texas Hold'em, and I'll explain why it's going to be on these albums in a second.
This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. Lay your cards down, 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 down. So pop your Lexus, throw your keys up.
She's got what's seemingly going to be a full album coming out March 29th, Act 2 of the Renaissance saga of her album. She's got, still a third one on the way. But there was a lot of hate online about Beyonce coming and doing a country song, which makes zero sense to me, especially if you truly believe in what country music should be about. And I'm not going to get on my soapbox for this one because I think you know how I feel about how I believe country music and music in general should be a place of inclusivity and unity in so many ways, no matter what your background is. If you think about when you go to a show at, let's say, Tinley Park even, or go to a Wrigley Field show or a Soldier Field, there are people from all walks of life, social, economical backgrounds, and for somebody to say, hey, you don't belong in this genre, especially somebody with such strong, one, Southern roots, R&B roots, and one of the most successful women of all time, it let me know that you don't truly understand what country music and that community is all about. So you can see it all online too at US99.com.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
Yeah, I've been throwing.